Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to share with you today the third most dangerous food if you have gluten sensitivity or celiac disease, and that is corn. Corn is number three, brewer's and baker's yeast is number two, and milk products of all kinds is number one. So let's talk about corn a bit. This information comes from two places. One, from a conference that I attended in October of last year, and then secondly, that information was published in January of this year. And it was information produced by Dr. Aristo Vojdani. And I encourage you, look at the citation I put on the screen. Go buy that paper. It costs you $30-$35. It is mind-blowing. I mean, it is really incredible. But here's what they found. There is a problem, and this has been known for a while. There's a problem called cross-reaction. And what that is when antibodies that are made to attach onto one thing can attach to something else that looks similar enough to the original thing that the antibodies were for. So when we're talking about gluten sensitivity and celiac disease, we're talking about antibodies to gluten. Now, if you want to be really technical, we're talking about antibodies to alpha-gliadin 33-mer. But let's just, for sake of conversation, let's just talk about gluten antibodies. You make gluten antibodies when you have gluten sensitivity or celiac disease because you have an immune system reaction to them. The body thinks they're foreign, and it tries to kill them. And just for clarity's sake, I want you to understand that celiac disease is only one kind of gluten sensitivity. It's not the only kind, and really, it's just a semantic difference. Celiac disease is, basically where it transitions into a certain kind of autoimmunity. But for practical purposes, you got a gluten problem. So when you got a gluten problem and you make these antibodies to gluten, they can attach to corn. So you eat corn even though it's not gluten, and you have a gluten immune system inflammatory response to it. And I know this happens because I've seen this clinically in so many people. A big mistake they make when they decide they're going to, eat gluten-free. And here's this usually happens. They get sick. They have all kinds of unexplained symptoms for years. They get diagnosed with an autoimmune condition like Hashimoto's or rheumatoid arthritis or type 1 diabetes or vitiligo or multiple sclerosis or you name it, or psoriasis or Crohn's or whatever. And they decide to go on a gluten-free diet. And they go on a gluten-free diet, but what they do is they start eating things that can be cross-reactive. Now, you didn't know that, and they didn't know that, but I'm telling you now. They start eating these things that can be cross-reactive, and so when they go on the gluten-free diet, it maybe doesn't do that much for them. And they start wondering, well, is there something wrong with me? Is there the gluten-free diet really doesn't work? And that's just not true. It's a mistake to go from eating gluten to eating all these gluten-free alternatives that you didn't eat that much of before, but now you're eating a lot of, and corn is one of them. Corn is a product in a ton of gluten-free processed foods, be it bread or cookies or tortillas or whatever. There's a lot of corn in these things. And what you got to know is that may be a super-duper problem for you. And there's something in my patients, we always have people eat no grains at all for a certain amount of time so that we can avoid these cross-reactive foods. And I've got some other videos to explain that more. My main thrust today was to let you know that yellow corn is the problem. Now, the protein that is the problem in corn, just for you technical people, is called lipid transfer protein, they think. And also, to be clarified, it's probably just yellow corn that's doing this. Not blue corn, unless, of course, blue corn has this lipid transfer protein. To be honest with you, I don't know if it does or not. It's something I'm going to be looking up. But I can tell you that corn in general, not a good idea if you're gluten sensitive or have celiac disease, or really if you're trying to go gluten-free, I wouldn't be eating these things. And remember, so corn, right? Number three most dangerous food. Number two is brewer's and baker's yeast. Number one is milk products. Now, last point, just to be fair, just because it can cross-react, and certainly does in the labs, it doesn't mean that that's happening all the time in every individual patient. But for most people, it is. And of course, there's testing you can do, which we can talk about that later. But takeaway point is this: gluten-sensitive, celiac disease, do not eat corn.